You can see the cute face of your grandchild. You can see when she's not feeling so well, can't you? Not only can you see, you can hear each and every sound that reaches your ears is ordinary mind. But if you're discriminating, you miss it. We say that a pockmark can appear as a cute dimple, or love is blind. See how you can discriminate. But life is not a series of fragments here and there and here and there, like pockmarks. Whatever you see, in whatever form, is all of life. Whatever comes before your eyes is a jewel beyond measure. And you are the master. The word master, it sounds so limited and small, doesn't it? Vast, expansive. That's your life. Eternal. Your own truth is indestructible, eternal. Receiving everything, where is there anything which is lost? Morning becomes noon, evening, night. Superficially, it appears that morning, noon, and evening have disappeared. But true life goes nowhere. True life is always just this. Everything is included in this one step. This one noble step is eternal life. On the 8th of May, on the day that we celebrate Shakyamuni's birthday, a group arrived here at Bukokuji. They had walked for 3 days, sleeping overnight at temples from a place near Nagoya. The name of the group was the One Step Group. One Step. They took the name from one of these talks when I said, a step taken is a step taken. It's a step forward. That step is never lost. So take this step. Take this step, each step, with the intention to be of benefit somehow, in some way, to others. If this is your intention, then this step is a step forward. If, on the other hand, you seek to gratify only your own selfish desires, that step taken is a step taken in a selfish direction. But gradually, you will find that you can no longer walk selfishly. Because having once firmly made up your mind to work for the benefit of all beings, you just find yourself naturally saying, go ahead, you go first. And you will find too that you are miraculously, mysteriously, wonderfully taken care of by everybody. You may intend to make yourself small and stay in a corner out of the way to let others do what they most need to do. But the party comes to your corner. On the other hand, the more self-centered you are, the more you'll find yourself clogged, hard-pressed, stifled. This happens because living selfishly, you're living life artificially, not in accord with reality, not really living. So please set your aim firmly to dig out selfishness and work for all beings in accordance with reality. And just make this step. Take this one breath in truth only. When truth's chord is struck, there is sound, without a doubt. Ordinary mind includes everything. Ordinary mind is absolute equality. You can't say, well, I'd like to just leave out, avoid, overlook, ignore, change this one little thing. Whatever you see is the shining brightness of life. Everything is life sparkle. My kid is great, but those other kids are bad. If you view life this way, you are abusing your gift of vision. To put it another way, you are still immature. Your step is immature. So how can I grow up? How can I get beyond this habit of picking and choosing? As I always say, the ego notion is at the bottom of your problem. There is no abiding self. There is no separate self. There is no ego. In reality, there's only the idea of one. You are always receiving everything. How can you be separate? Thanks to your mother and father, you were born. You cry, wah, and receive your mother's milk. You were raised in the warmth of your mother's heart. Shakyamuni's Buddha's mother died when he was born, but she was not lost to him. She died, but she didn't disappear and go somewhere else. So it said when Shakyamuni attained complete Satori, the first thing he did was fly to his mother's side. It said that she was residing in a heavenly realm. She was waiting for him. He must have flown to her to say, thank you. Thanks to you, my eyes have opened. Everyone is saved. Everyone. Beyond differences, beyond discrimination. Differentiating and discriminating, it means being stuck at points along the way. Ordinary mind. You are always receiving, one with everything. Somebody came to me after a talk and he was very turned off by my talk about receiving everything. And he protested that he works hard and it's by his own efforts that he gets along. He doesn't have to bow down to anyone. I heard him as a baby talking, just a baby. But that attitude too is sometimes necessary. You cannot rely on others, being too dependent. From the knowledge that you must do it for yourself, you make a noble effort. You make this one step. And this one step arises from the interconnected working of the entire universe. Again, your one step is the vast interconnected step of the universe. There is no you separate and unchanging and outside this interdependence. Where could this unchanging, constant you be? You may be 20 years old, like it or not, in 50 or 60 years you'll be a wrinkled up pickled plum. But a pickled plum is good medicine, and it has a seed. Please remember it. Ordinary mind. everything you see, everything you hear, everything you do, everything which touches you, everything, everything is the treasure, the jewel. I've been awfully selfish all these years, since everything is already the treasure then. I suppose I could just continue as I've been. If it's a treasure, it's not going to change. If you're a treasure, if you have a jewel, you'd better take care of it, huh? How do I take care of it? If you try to direct yourself toward it, you go away from it. If we do not try, how can we know that it is the way? The way does not belong to knowing or to not knowing. Knowing is illusion. Not knowing is blankness. Your true self is not a function of something that you intellectually comprehend. It cannot be comprehended intellectually. That discriminating consciousness can produce horrible beasts. You cannot rely on it. You must set your sights toward awakening to the source of life. The true teaching is this: aim to awaken to truth, then make each step, step by step, now and here, in accord with truth. That is truth taking care of truth, step by step, taking care of the treasure. Discriminating consciousness is a beast. Perhaps you are now still mightily impressed with the human intellect. Wait until you awaken to the big picture. Thanks to everything. You realize that thanks to everything, to utter interdependence, you step this step. It's not thanks to a small separate will somehow encased in your head. Thanks to everything. Your pride and arrogance will melt into reverence. Reverence for all things, all beings. The way does not belong to not knowing. Not knowing is blankness. A cat or a worm cannot realize, is not aware of the vast and limitless interdependence which is their life. Only when one has become a human being, with all the conscious trappings of a human being, can one become aware of the true self. Only a human being has the opportunity to come to understand, thanks to you, thanks to everything. But there are so very, very many people who haven't a clue about interdependence. So many people for whom truth is still very, very distant. The radish, the potato that you ate this morning is giving its all to sustain you. Everything is giving its all to sustain and nurture everything else. The great earth is ever trampled upon. She never breathes a word of complaint. She simply holds us up. You can come to see that you are receiving it all from the beginning, then all of your complaints will dissolve. And you'll say, yes, I am happy, just like you said. And the more that your mind's eye ripens, the more clear it will become, the more you will see truth anywhere, everywhere. To take it to an extreme, then we can say you will know that because your heart is in the right place, you've been able to experience this great earthquake. Now, I would not say that to just anybody, of course, but to someone who has truly understood, it would not be a mistake to say that. My own teacher used to say that even an atomic bomb could not harm this. Everything is still all right. He could say that only because he sees the world through awakened eyes. Truth, seeing truth. This one-step group who walked to Bukokuji arrived to celebrate the Buddha's birthday, to pour sweet tea over the baby Buddha. The baby Buddha has one hand pointed upward and one below, and he's saying, above and below the heavens, I alone am the honored one. He's not saying that out of conceit, mind you. He's saying that all of heaven and earth is absolutely one. He's saying, I am receiving everything. The reason that you can't get it together, the reason that you're dribbling with complaints and doubts, is that you are grasping at something small and limited, making that your base. In reality, your base is oneness, the interconnectedness of being. From this base, this foundation, you then carefully, fully hold precious each and every encounter, each step. Today, how precious. This is it. The value of life changes for you in a revolutionary way. You become a person with no objections. Each wrinkle on your 80-year-old pickle plum face comes to shine brightly. You may doubt it now, but you might as well believe me. During the last session, 13 men and women from Hokkaido came in the spirit of, in practice, to various temples from Aheiji down to Obama. Because it was during session, I could only speak with them for about 30 minutes in a low voice. I couldn't even stop to serve tea. But when they returned to Hokkaido, they each wrote a very kind letter of thanks. When you can receive, you receive. When you are able to open your ears, you can hear. I felt very thankful to them for coming. Please, each and every one of you, take care. Care for each and everything, each and everybody, each and every encounter. Meet each thing evenly, levelly, with care, one by one. That doesn't mean to be stiff. You are perfectly nurtured by everything, so you can encounter each thing joyfully, with ease. You can calmly meet each thing in clarity. Feel rigid, stiff. You will not see what is before your eyes. You will not hear what there is to be heard. You will not know what you are at this moment receiving. Be soft, be flexible, adaptable. Carry nothing. Grasp nothing. Do not be blank. This is the description of life This is the natural state of mind, which is receiving everything. I'm afraid that I haven't been able to reach you, to come across to you. I want it to come to you so that you can say, it's right here. Right here. The treasure that I will take care of for all my life. It's not merely a jewel to polish for this one lifetime, though. The jewel is eternal. The more you polish this life, the clearer, the brighter, the deeper, the warmer it becomes. Please treat it ever more carefully, as ever more precious. What is the way? Ordinary mind is the way. Then should we direct ourselves toward it or not? If you direct yourself toward it, you go away from it. If we do not try, how can we know that it is the way? Now, this disciple is strict, he's rough, he's biting into his master. But Nansen is up to it. The way does not belong to knowing or to not knowing. Knowing is illusion. Don't be stuck up thinking that you're somebody or that you know something. Not knowing is blankness. Don't space out, don't let it slide. You can't be satisfied with not knowing. If you really attain the way of no doubt, I won't doubt, I am from the beginning receiving everything. Believe this without a doubt. Shakyamuni Buddha said, everyone is Buddha. This you must believe of yourself. I won't doubt ordinary mind. The treasure is everywhere. Believe. If you really attain the way of no doubt, it is like the great void, vast and boundless. Like this vast blue sky, the clear blue skies of the month of May, without a cloud. Well, it's starting to cloud up. It's slightly cloudy. See how easily we fall into it. If we do not take care, we start to chop at it. Gain, loss, me, me. I like this. I hate that. We busy ourselves creating clouds. You cannot grasp a cloud, and yet that is exactly what you're trying to do. This cloud is me, this cloud is me. That's how you cause yourself to suffer. It is like the great void, so vast and boundless. How then can there be right and wrong in the way? You do not need to judge. Openly, obediently, kindly, meet each encounter with open heart. Do your best. Dedicate yourself to each thing, to each step, to each breath. There are no roadblocks in life. Truly, there are no walls. No matter what arises, dedicate yourself to it. Together with all beings.